Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. How are you? News, information, comment, opinions, all kinds of stuff coming your way. Call a friend, tell them we're on the air. We're going to do this in a minute. Just so confusing. I'm on my third year getting ready to crank out Invisible War on the Saints through Southwest Radio Church. Reading this, I just can't get my mind around this. An author who got tired of writing stuff himself, I guess, used AI, artificial intelligence. How scary is that? The very thing that, well, Stephen Hawking said 10 years ago would destroy the world. I believe it. Part of the coming of the Antichrist and all of that. Anyway, he's using AI to write books. How many? 97 full-length books in just 9 months. He puts in the title, it cranks out the book in a matter of minutes. Isn't that something? Knowledge, wow, used to be doubling every 100 years, and then 50, and then 25. It's hard to believe. Knowledge doubling every 11 to 12 hours. It's the world in which you and I live today, my friend. I am so glad. I can't really comprehend a lot of this, but this I can comprehend. Jesus Christ came, died on an old rugged cross for me that I might have life eternal, and my part, asking God to forgive me of my sins and inviting Jesus Christ into my life. He is my Savior. Have you done it? Oh, you need to. It's getting crazier every day. He is the only thing that makes sense in so much of this. Get saved today. What in the world is going on? Come on, you know they're going to figure out a way to fix it, right? JoJo, the mail-in president, issued a terse 3-sentence statement late last night following the conclusion of his talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on how to raise the debt ceiling, which failed to yield a final agreement, but both sides were very productive. I don't trust the Democrats. I don't trust the Republicans. Oh, you know. I just concluded a productive meeting with Speaker McCarthy about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. Well, sir, since you first stepped into the Oval Office, it's been a catastrophe in every area, the economy being just one. JoJo said we reiterated once again that default is off the table, and the only way to move forward is in good faith toward a bipartisan agreement. Yeah. Well, I'll say again, they're going to figure out some way to do it, but usually it ain't good for you and me. What are we now? Gazillion dollars in debt? You come late with your credit card payment or the light, but they're ready to drop the hammer on you. Our government, I'll tell you what, our great-great-great-grandkids will be. No, they won't. Jesus is going to come before then. I wonder if Bud Light ever thought they'd be buying back their own beer. Bud Light has reportedly informed all the wholesalers it would buy back unsold beer once it expires as the company continues to face a horrible backlash from its polarizing pact with that transgender, Dylan McIlvaney. The Wall Street Journal published a lengthy feature on the company's struggles after conservatives across America ditched this beer over the saga that began in March when McIlvaney publicized that the beer company sent packs of Bud Light featuring the face of this guy-gal thing as a way to celebrate a full year of girlhood and all that garbage. Are they going to dig out of this hole, or will Bud Light be history? Weaponized? Weaponized? What? No, we're not weaponized. A recently unsealed Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court filing revealed that the Federal Bureau of Investigation improperly surveilled Americans more than 278,000 times in the year ending November 2021, according to the 127-page court filing that was unsealed Friday, the FBI improperly used warrantless surveillance powers to target individuals who protested at the Capitol on January the 6th and during the George Floyd riots in the summer of 2020. The agency also surveilled 19,000 people who donated to a defeated congressional candidate. Regarding the surveillance of political donors, the filing stated the analyst who ran the query advised that the campaign was a target of foreign influence. But the National Security Division determined that only 8 identifiers used the query had sufficient ties to foreign influence. So what's the big deal? Well, here it is. They targeted political donors and protesters, and yeah, they're weaponizing these various groups. The FBI gotta be one of the worst. You know what we can probably conclude here? Turns out it was the FBI rigging the last presidential election, not the Russians. Who do you trust? Well, the daughter of civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. said her dad would be deeply concerned about Florida's trend toward conservative policies. And the division gets wider. Over the weekend, the NAACP issued a travel advisory called the Republican-dominated Florida openly hostile toward African Americans. Before traveling to Florida, please understand that the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by African Americans and other minorities. The words of the NAACP, baloney. The organization cited several bills signed by the conservative Governor DeSantis to justify the advisory, including Florida's constitutional carry law and restrictions on abortion and a ban on funding for DEI programs at the state's public universities. All of them good. Yeah, it's just not working. Jesus is coming soon. Well, ever since talking to Kerry Gordon, the lead voice in the new motion picture, well, it's been out 2 years, but really getting a lot of attention now. Enemies within the church, and he hammers in love the Southern Baptist Convention, Al Mohler, the president, and all that is going on, including the involvement of George Soros and others, but it's just crazy what's happening. In the past, we've alerted you to the disturbing reality of a church called First Baptist in Orlando, Florida. It's a Southern Baptist megachurch. They've openly been baptizing practicing homosexuals every week. Shockingly, there's been a complete lack of accountability from the Southern Baptist Convention. Well, yeah. Hey, this is all wrong. As early as 2016, there was light shed on the First Baptist Church and their surrender to the ideologies of the gay movement in the world today, especially in America, exposing how the church not only welcomes a group of homosexuals onto their pulpit following the Pulse nightclub shooting, but also allowed another pastor to declare that the LGBT queer community was the chief cornerstone of Christianity today. Where is my gun? However, the situation escalated further in 2021 when the associate pastor Danny Darmus, who also held the position of chair of the North American Mission Board, shamelessly, operative word, shamelessly, boasted from the stage about how their Southern Baptist Church fully embraced homosexuals, transgenders, pro-abortion activists, and every other form of God-hating people, granting them positions to serve within the local church. This is just unbelievable. And just 1 week later, lead pastor David Youth doubled down and declared not only that they would continue down this path, but they were even partnering with the NAMB, North American Mission Board, to establish more churches based on the same ungodly, unscriptural ecclesiology. And it was just this past weekend, the preacher preached a sermon on the awkwardness of confronting sexual sin and sexual immorality. And in typical Pastor David Youth fashion, the sinfulness of homosexuality and sexual immorality was completely downplayed. And the pastor took the typical evangelical soft-peddling, wimpy stance on sexual sin to a new, unbelievable extreme, declaring that if you have desires to have sex with another man as a man, or female with a female, or if you're tempted to have sex every time you go out on a date, you're not actually in sin unless you carry out those desires. The church today, this just happens to be the Southern Baptist Church of Orlando, Florida. It's the new church in the new America. Well, let's go to the land of crazy, filthy, rich. Billionaire Jeffrey Bezos is reportedly engaged to his girlfriend last 5 years, the Emmy Award-winning journalist Lauren Sanchez. He popped the question in France on his brand new $500 million super yacht. Two things you should know about the yacht: it has a mermaid on its bow that resembles Sanchez, and it has a butler yacht that goes along with it. A 246-foot vessel called a Bina carries toys like seaplanes, personal submarines, helicopters for when the passengers there on the other, oh my, they get bored and whatever diversions a $500 million super yacht provides. Remember me talking about the orcas sinking boats yesterday? Wait till they find out about this one. Oh, lest I forget, a correction we shared a couple of weeks ago about veterans being thrown out of hotels for migrants, aliens. That was a false story. First heard about it on Laura Ingraham's Fox News, and not sure how she got deceived, but it was not a real story. So everybody, including Hello World, apologizes. And hey, for all of you basketball fans, I'm not a fan of the NBA until it gets down to the finals. It's kind of fun to watch that. But what happened to the Los Angeles Lakers? They were supposed to win. They were swept by the Denver Nuggets. 4-0. And oh, that other guy I'm not very fond of, LeBron James, he's thinking of retiring. It'll be good for you, LeBron. Why don't you do that? Living in today's world, flashback. Those of you a bit north of 70, huh? I have no idea who put this together, but it's good. Long ago and far away, in a land that time forgot, before the days of Dylan or the dawn of Camelot, there lived a race of innocents, and they were you and me. For Ike was in the White House, in that land where we were born, where navels were for oranges and Peyton Place was porn. We longed for love and romance and waited for our prince. Eddie Fisher married Liz, and no one's seen him since. We danced to Little Darlin' and sang to Stagger Lee and cried for Buddy Holly and the land that made me me. Only girls wore earrings then, and three was one too many. And only boys wore flat top cuts except for Gene McKinney. And only in our wildest dreams did we expect to see a boy named George with lipstick in the land that made me, me. We fell for Frankie Avalon. Annette was oh so nice. And when they made a movie, they never made it twice. We didn't have a Star Trek V or Psycho 2 and 3 or Rocky Rambo 20. In the land that made me, me. Miss Kitty had a heart of gold, and Chester had a limp, and Reagan was a Democrat, whose co-star was a chimp. We had a Mr. Wizard, but not a Mr. T, and Oprah couldn't talk yet, in the land that made me, me. We had our share of heroes. We never thought they'd go, at least not Bobby Darin or Marilyn Monroe, for youth was still eternal, and life was yet to be. And Elvis was forever in the land that made me, me. We never seen the rock band that was grateful to be dead, and airplanes weren't named Jefferson, and Zeppelins were not lead. And Beatles lived in the gardens then, and monkeys lived in the trees. Madonna was Mary in the land that made me, me. We never heard of microwaves or telephones in cars, and babies might be bottle-fed, but they were not grown in jars. And pumping iron got wrinkles out, and gay meant fancy-free, and dorms were never co-ed in the land that made me, me. We hadn't seen enough jets to talk about the lag, and microchips are what we left at the bottom of the bag. And hardware was a box of nails, and bites came from a flea, and rocket ships were fiction in the land that made me, me. T-birds came from portholes, and sideshows came with freaks, and bathing suits came big enough to cover both your cheeks. And Coke came just in bottles, and skirts below the knee, and Castro came to power near the land that made me, me. We had no crest with fluoride. We had no Hill Street Blues. We had no patterned pantyhose or Lipton herbal tea or primetime ads for those dysfunctions in the land that made me, me. There were no golden arches, no Pierre to chill, and fish were not called Wanda, and cats were not called Bill. And middle age was 35, and old was 43, and ancient were our parents in the land that made me, me. But all things have a season, and so we've heard them say, and now instead of Maybelline, we swear by Retin A. They send us invitations to join AARP, and we've come a long way, baby, from the land that made me, me. So now we face a brave new world in slightly larger jeans and wonder why they're using smaller print in magazines. We tell our children's children of the way it used to be, long ago and far away in the land that made me, me. If you didn't grow up in the 50s, you missed the greatest time in history. I hope the spot of living in today's world you liked as much as me. And finally, who said that? Let's make men masculine again. Let's make women feminine again. Let's make children innocent again. Great advice. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Thank you for being here every day. I know you could be elsewhere doing other things. So grateful here at Greg Pat Ministries that you would tune in to Hello World Monday through Friday at this time, bringing you conservative thoughts, information, lots of opinion, obviously. Yep. Love the Lord, and I'm just upset about seeing so many things happening in the world today. You know the devil is running the show, the prince of the power of the air. He is indeed. But ultimately, who is in control? There is your saving grace. You can find peace that passeth all understanding. Know it, my friend, Jesus Christ is coming soon, and hey, everything's happening for a reason. All things work together for good to them that love God, to thee called according to his purpose. Take confidence in that today. God is in charge. Well, lately I've been talking to a lot of people, including my children, both from the pulpit and in person, about what life is all about. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the very foundation of your life? What it's composed of? How this thing affects your spiritual walk with Jesus Christ and your life overall? What is success in life? You know, Jesus told a parable about two men who built two houses. Now, one of those men was very smart, wise man, and built his home upon a rock. While the other man, he built his house on the sand. You know the story. Matthew chapter 7, you can start there at verse 24, 25, 26, 27 there. Yeah, two men, two houses. And of course, when the rain fell, the floodwaters rose, and the house that was built on the rock, it remained strong. It stood while the other was swept away. So in this parable, Jesus not only teaches us about obedience to God, but also about the importance of building our lives on a firm foundation. See, I don't know how you win.
Being saved nearly 50 years, I don't know how you win without Christ.
It's a problem. It's a big, big problem. You think you got yourself together there and you're making a lot of money and you got the big home and you got the big position and everything's going well. You've got nothing going if you're not saved today. Jesus Christ in your life, the ruler, the Holy Spirit as your guide. Gotta have it. The foundation of our faith in Jesus Christ revolves around several, well, very key elements, and each of these become building blocks which God uses to form an immovable foundation of faith. You might want to take note on these. The first one's easy. It's the name of our church, the cross. This is where God's Son died for you and me at Calvary, the cross. His sacrificial death was sufficient payment for all of our sins for all time, my friend. Without the cross, we could not experience an unconditional love and the forgiveness of God that we so enjoy and appreciate this day. And believers' baptism, this is God's will for every believer according to the Word of God. God loves you so much that He came to this earth to identify with you. And now it's only right that you identify with Him through the act of baptism. You need to be baptized. The church, God ordained the ministry of the church. It's within the body of Jesus Christ where we grow spiritually and learn more about the truth of God's Word. You'll find it in the church. You need to be in a good church. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, guides us back into the real light of God's truth. And He also is a comforter. He's an encourager. We're never alone because God's Spirit remains inside of us. So very important to realize today. And Christian service, this is the believer's highest honor in this walk on the earth. True service is not a matter of deeds done well. No, instead, it's the evidence of God's outpouring love through our lives to those who are in need today. It's one of our top five. You got to serve mankind in and out of the church. And how about surrender? It's not a one-time event. Daily. You got to do it every day. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me. And know my thoughts. See what's there. Any wicked way there, Lord? Every day I've got to surrender my life, my desire, my will to God. And when you do that, God's glorified. And a door to tremendous blessings is swung wide open. I like it. Do these building blocks represent the core of your spiritual foundation, your walk on this earth? I want to encourage you to discover God's rich rewards for all who seek and build a firm spiritual foundation on Him. Just something to think about today. Finally, Sunday, I was teasing one of our pastors, Paul Smucker. He has a flip phone. Really has no idea what texting is all about. I told him he communicates with people through smoke signals. Anyway, the laws of computing, here's a couple of them. When you are computing, whatever happens, behave as though you meant that thing to happen. That's the key there. And when you get to the point where you really understand your computer or your cell phone, it's probably obsolete. When the going gets tough, time for an upgrade. And for every action, there's an equal and opposite malfunction. Does that sound familiar? To err is human. To blame your computer for your mistakes is even more human, and it really is downright natural. And he who laughs probably, yep, has a backup somewhere. Just some computer cell phone thoughts for the day. I'm done. I've had my say. Hey, what did you get out of the Word today? Had your devotions personally yet? Talked to the Lord through prayer? Serve mankind in some way? Fellowshipping with other believers, did a lot of that yesterday. It was wonderful. You've been listening to Hello World News, information, and comment that comes your way every day at this time. Please tell a friend about the broadcast, and you and them join us tomorrow. Would you do that? GregPatton.com, past programs available there. And Facebook, I love to have you there. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And that's the way it is for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. I am Greg Patton. God bless. You enjoy the remainder of your day.